check. We on? All right. This is Chris Wolby here in Coast City talking to famed Air Force test pilot Hal Jordan. Captain Jordan, how do you feel flying the latest aircraft?
It's hysterical and wet and in pain.
Most other pilots consider you a little bizarre.
I wear a porcupine on my head on a W-H-I-L.
Do you have any preference as the best time to fly?
This test today, it's important.
Hey, Hal, it's Carol Ferris. Ms. Ferris, why are you so strict towards Hal all the time?
I was born this way.
And how does it feel being a lone female test pilot around?
Like I'm the only girl in the world.
Anything to say to her, Hal?
Baby, why I hurt me so bad.
Let's get these pants off and fly some planes.
Hal's getting ready to take off in a new plane. He's shouting something to the ground crew.
Lights it up like it's dynamite.
Whoa, what a wreck. The crew has something to say about that.
Better call him a heist.
Okay, he's a heist.
The ring. It chose you.
Green Lantern Corps member Abin Sur has crash landed on Earth. Hey, Abin Sur, I thought you could fly pretty well. What happened? Abin Sur wants Hal to take his ring and become one of the Green Lantern Corps by saying an oath. But what is the oath?
One ring to rule them all. One ring to find them.
Abin Sur?
One ring to bring them all.
I think that's the wrong ring.
Darkness, fight them.
Wow, Hal Jordan is the Green Lantern. How does it feel, Hal?
It ain't easy being green.
Hal uses the ring to beat up thugs with a giant fist. Wow, can you really do anything you set your mind to?
Don't underestimate the things that I will do.
And what will it take to stop you as the Green Lantern? Hal has been summoned to the Lantern Corps home planet Oa. I heard that's short for the planet's full name, which is... The other lanterns aren't sure about a human as part of them. Anything you'd like to say to them, Hal?
Give me a chance, though I seem a bit far-fetched.
A great life has gone out in the universe.
Is it me, or does it seem that Sinestro guy might turn evil somewhere down the line? I can already hear his excuse for that. It's the evil Hector Hammond and the demon Parallax. Mr. Hammond, you've got a huge head. Do you have an ego to match?
Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, Parallax doesn't seem that evil. Oh, wait, it's speaking now.
I will never say never.
No! Oh, God, no! Ow, lanterns, kill him now! Kill him!
Brightest day, blackest night.